5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,100 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about with how Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you like to win some money today?
I would.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Michelle.
All right, Michelle.
Thank you.
So he's walking out. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. A list of the most profitable James Bond films was released, with No Time to Die coming in at number 1. What actor portrayed James Bond in No Time to Die?
Daniel Craig.
Number 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said despite speculation he will not run for president in 2024. He's just more focused on being a parent than leading the country. He's currently playing what anti-hero in the DC universe?
Black Adam.
Number 3, the world's hottest bald man has been determined by how shiny his head is and the ratio of beauty. He's the actor that starred in Fast and the Furious and The Last Witch Hunter. Who is he?
Vin Diesel.
BuzzFeed, number 4, polled its fans to see which celebrities they like to see as president. Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks, and this country star that wrote I Will Always Love You came in at number 1. Who is that?
Lee Greenwood.
And number 5, 41% of people believe black cats are actually good luck. What was the name of the black cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh my God. Twinkle.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
3 out of 5 for Michelle.
Not great. Let's see how I do. Not terrible. $1,100.
Number 1, a list of the most profitable James Bond films was released.
Mm-hmm.
No Time to Die is number 1. They made $668 million worldwide.
Makes sense.
What actor portrayed James Bond in No Time to Die?
It's Daniel Craig.
Yes.
The man.
Number 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said that despite speculation, he will not run for president in 2024. He's more focused on being a parent than leading the country.
I mean, who wants that job anyways?
He's currently playing what anti-hero in the DC universe?
It's going to be Black Adam.
Yes. The world's hottest bald man has been determined by how shiny his head is and the ratio of beauty. He is the actor that starred in Fast and the Furious and The Last Witch Hunter. Who is he?
It's Vin Diesel. I think he stacked the ballots.
Number 4. BuzzFeed polled its fans to see which celebrity they like to see as president. Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks, and this country star that wrote I Will Always Love You came in at number 1. Who is that?
That's Dolly Parton.
Yes. Okay, that's good. We're good. Number 5. 41% of people believe black cats are actually good luck. What was the name of the black cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
You just asked me this a couple weeks ago. Salem?
Salem is right.
Yes!
I didn't ask you that. I asked you the black cat in Hocus Pocus, which is Binks.
I mean, you have a spooky memory. I thought you asked me that just a couple weeks ago.
Those are the 2 of the most famous black cats in the history of black cats.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I'm sorry, Michelle. He beat you 5-3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Michelle, and I can't beat Raven.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,200 tomorrow, Anna. And I...
Okay.
I
All right.
Will always beat you.
So proud of yourself.